Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is about being honest. Sophie and I are getting it. Imagine if Wen didn't like that. That would be...
You make these jokes at the most awkward times. Like, this is the sort of joke that he would meet maybe my family, my cousins, and yeah. He's met them for the first time, and he'd be like, hey, nice to meet you. So Sophie and I are, and they'd be like, well, it's just not funny.
Okay, well, anyway, the thing which has happened is that, very exciting, we put in an offer for a house.
Guys, no clappy.
So
it got gazumped on day one.
It got.
And Stingy Boots over here wouldn't let us put in a penny more.
Stingy Boots.
So what did it have? Go on.
Okay. So anyway, someone bid over what we bid, and I was like, well, that's too expensive. We're not going to pay for it. So,
but found a more expensive house, and he wants to get that one.
But now we've just found out, and this is totally honest, we found this other house that we really like, and our agent, estate agent who is finding the house, has just told us that the price that they want, and it's actually seems a little pricey.
I told you, I've said to Jamie four times, I said, I'm not going to continue going and doing this. It's not good for my mental health.
You can't.
I'm not doing it.
It's not good that you get to go and buy, look at
houses.
No,
it's not good for my mental health because you false promise. Why would I go and look around a house that we can't afford if I know I can't afford it?
No, but that wasn't the point.
It was. I thought we could have. We knew we couldn't.
No, we didn't.
And once again, you got this little heart fluttering away.
You haven't even seen it.
I saw a video of it.
That doesn't mean you haven't even seen it.
Well, thank God I didn't, because I'd be sobbing into this microphone if I had. Unacceptable. And I said to you that about the last house, that's the last house I'm going to go see now, because you keep fucking up. I'm blaming it all on you.
I don't keep, are you kidding me? I'm the one who's, do you know what?
No, you are the one who gets nervous about it and then you put negative energy into the air. That's what happens.
I don't get nervous about it. I think that you don't think about all the things that surround. It's one of the biggest things you can do in your life is buying a house.
I get that.
I don't think you do get it sometimes. Sometimes I think...
You know what Jamie said to me the other day? He doesn't think I could book a flight if he wasn't involved. I got through 24 years of my life without you. I can do the rest.
Do you think you could?
Absolutely. Okay. You think I didn't go on holiday till I met you? You just do it all.
Where's your passport, honey?
In your passport wallet holder.
Yeah, you're very good. It's so true.
The hell is wrong with you?
No, honey, I do. I actually.
Where's the washing up liquid?
In under the sink.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Moved it. It's got to hold me home.
Where is it now, then?
How do you put the dishwasher on?
You get the tablet. You put it in the machine.
How do you boil an egg?
You put it in water for 6 minutes, boiling water.
Okay, fine. You knew that one.
What are you talking about?
You can't do anything.
The point is that we went to get this house and it just feels like, you know, it feels quite expensive at the moment and it feels like it's hard to find something that you want.
Don't worry about us, guys. We're 3 years still looking. You'll see us in another 6 years. We'll still be living in the house that smells of shit. And we'll still be looking and we'll be updating you every step of the way. How many houses have we...
The house that we live in at the moment. Or the
they
flat,
know it stinks
the
of
The flat
shit.
That we live in every single week. The toilets in the restaurant below have to be pumped because the...
If only you knew. If only you knew the smell. No, con.
Oh, God. Okay, should we begin the episode?
Yeah.
I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Sophie Lang.
And we met 5 years ago.
And we're...
Married!
Married!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Can't get rid of me.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Newlyweds Podcast. My name is Jamie and this is...
Sophie.
We've had an interesting week this week, haven't we, honey?
You know what? It's been a really long week despite it being a really short week.
Well, explain to me why.
I can't think why.
You can't think why?
What have I done this week?
Okay, well, whatever. I did this thing, though, because I was nervous about all these different things. About 3 weeks ago, I put out into the atmosphere. I was like, show...
The atmosphere?
Yeah, I was like, show me a sign. And I said this before on the podcast, but I was like, show me a sign that things are going on the right path, that things are feeling good, that things are really, you know, going in the right direction. Because I was feeling stressed, I was feeling overwhelmed, all these kind of things. I've spoken about that before. And I said, if I'm on the right path, please send me a sign which is a rainbow. Didn't I say this?
And what did your good luck charm do today?
This is no word of a lie. So I put out there into the atmosphere, said, please send me a rainbow. I want to see a rainbow at some point, maybe in the sky or somewhere. I just want it to be sent to me. And then you posted on Instagram.
Well, I actually posted about 3 days ago or a week ago a rainbow on Instagram.
No, it was today. I just saw
it. I know, but I also posted a rainbow because when I was in Cornwall, there was a big rainbow. And somewhere there was a double rainbow. Okay. At the Easter.
Well, Sophie posted on her Instagram and your little caption was a rainbow and I saw it today.
So are you feeling good?
I feel great because it means that that sign came true.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever reach out to the universe and see something? Ask for something?
I don't ask for something, but yeah.
Yeah.
I believe in manifesting.
I think you should put a sign out in the atmosphere.
Okay, I'm going to put a sign.
No, but you need to say what you want. You need to say what you want.
I really want to get a house. I really want to get a home.
No, but that's not, no, you're not.
So the sign could be a house.
I don't think you're quite understanding the point of it. No.
Okay, no, I do. Look.
So what do you want to find out?
And I'm doing it in front of all these listeners. Not private at all then.
Well, okay. Okay.
Okay, I'll share it with everyone. I want a sign of...
No, not a sign, but what do you want?
I want to get a house.
No, but that's not... You're not asking for a house.
Why would I not ask for a house?
Because... No.
Why would you ask to know everything's okay? That's the most lame question ever. Ask for a house.
No, you can't ask.
Ask for a car.
You can't ask. Oh my God. Okay, I asked to win the lottery. If I'm going to win the lottery, yeah, show me a rainbow.
Like, I think that's... Why would you not do that?
No, you can't do... You have to say like, oh, is the...
I can do whatever I
is
want.
Is the career path
okay,
right?
Okay, right. I'm sure it is.
Is the husband that I'm with, Jamie, is he the right person? Send me a sign.
Okay. Is my husband the right person? If he is, show me an orange in a weird place. If I don't see an orange, the universe has spoken. You said it. You called it.
Orange in a weird place. Where were the
orange? No one can place an orange in a weird place here. That's exactly what you've got up your sleeve. I know you're going to put it right here or something. Okay, fine.
I tell you the other thing, which is, I think at the moment there's something. I think when you hit...
Well, we're in Mercury retrograde, FYI.
And that's why I feel a bit funky at the moment, I think. I'm convinced by it.
That is 100%. I feel really funky. We did not sleep the night before Mercury retrograde.
Explain to everyone what Mercury retrograde is.
I've absolutely no idea, but it's when the planets are not working in our favour. Like, all I know is you're not going to sign a contract. So
it's
no,
not just that.
Basically, you're all going to feel like shit until it's over. It is true.
I'm going to tell you, so Mercury retrograde is when Mercury is in retro...
Gade.
It's in... I'm going to Google it for you now.
It's when Mercury's like orbiting the sun in the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to tell you exactly
what it is. And basically, you feel... either anxious or just weird. Weird things
I'm
going to happen.
Tell you exactly
okay,
what it is.
Okay, tell us.
Mercury is one of the fastest moving planets in the solar system. It goes retrograde occasionally. According to viewers from Earth, Mercury appears to be moving backwards. But in reality, it slows down its movement and is going in retrograde. And it affects you because it makes you feel that your body is out of line. It affects your sleep. It affects your anxieties. And so if people are feeling funky in this period, it's because Mercury's in retrograde.
But truly, like, are you all feeling funky? No. I felt fine until I had that caffeine drink.
I don't get. Well, I knew you were being a bit like...
I honestly don't think that's nice. Whoa, I feel weird.
Why on earth do you...
I don't know. I have an addiction. Like, I actually fit. I just want to try it. But why? Why do they make me feel so odd?
Do you know what's so strange? That you do this every single time, which is so weird.
Yeah, I don't like caffeine.
You're being a bit sketchy over there. I was like, what is going on? Like, Sophie had a huge meeting yesterday. A huge meeting. And
did I do what? Oh, yeah, sorry, I did.
Can you not remember?
I did. Oh, God, that was bad.
So we had the biggest meeting, like a really important meeting. And afterwards, you phoned me up and said, I felt really sketchy because I had about 2 double coffees before I went into it. And I was like...
I was sipping an iced coffee and every sip I was like... But I finished the whole thing. And by the end of it, I just, my jaw was like stuck. I couldn't speak. I was like,
it's really good. So anyway, you told me that in the car on the way here, you said you've stopped drinking coffee because it makes you feel really jittery.
I know, but then I felt a bit tired when I got here.
What? And then you sit down and drink an energy drink.
I know.
And ooh, now you're feeling more sketchy because you've done that.
I know. Go on, have a sip and just get on my way.
I'm not going to have a sip at all. Anyway, Mercury is in retrograde.
Mercury's in retrograde. We're all feeling a bit funky. We've not got a house.
I think that's why I've been feeling a bit funky. I'm totally honest.
For God's sake.
I swear
to God.
I've
been feeling funky for years.
Sophie and I have this new thing at the moment, which is the most bizarre thing you could possibly do in a relationship, which we all have weird things that we do. Sophie and I have played this game now where we make scary faces at each other. That is so bizarre. So what we'll do is we'll go into, it's been a long day, we haven't seen each other. I'll go in for a big hug with Sophie like this, and she'll go in a big hug. Her head's on my shoulder, my head's on her shoulder. As her head's like that, I'll pull a face, which obviously this is a podcast, you can't see me.
Pull the face.
I go to this.
No, scary, guys.
So I make a really scary face. She pulls away from.
And it's actually terrifying. You know The Orphan, the movie The Orphan, or like Chucky, where it's like a pretty little doll and then she turns around and shah, that's you. And you give me Chucky vibes as well.
Yeah, but I scared her so much that last night when I came back, Sophie pulled her pyjamas up to her waist, put her hair in front of her eyes.
Did a centre parting, put it in front of her.
And started walking towards me going, ha, ha, ha.
Don't try it home. It's a barrel of laughs. Oh, come on then.
I was asked this question the other day.
Okay.
If a zombie apocalypse happened and I was bitten by a zombie.
When you became a zombie?
If I was bitten by a zombie,
yeah,
and I turned into a zombie, would you kill me?
Yeah. Are you joking?
Sorry. Straight away.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Yeah. And I lure you in by going, what, you would keep me?
I would put a wooden stick in your mouth and then I would keep you behind a cage until they found a cure.
They're not going to find a cure. That's not what ever happens in the movies. They all die.
I would put a stick in your mouth so you can't bite.
And that's cruelty. So you would...
You're a zombie.
You would torture me rather than just putting me out of my misery.
No, you're still my Sophie. You're still the person I love.
I'm not your Sophie if I'm a zombie. Okay, well, I would kill you because I'm kind like that.
I don't want to die. I want to be alive and find a cure. I can't believe you wouldn't even think about it.
Oh, no, obviously not. I'd have to kill you. It'd be too much.
What happens if it was our future children? Let's say that we had kids in the future and they turned into a zombie. What would you do?
I would keep them.
Are you joking? Are you joking?
Because they'd be small zombies. You'd be a big brute. You'd take me down within an instant. I've got a fighting chance against the kids. They'll be smaller than me. You, no hope.
So how would you...
When you put that leg and you lock me in, there's no way I'm getting out. Those legs, you're small but mighty. You are strong as an ox. And I would have no hope. So I'd have to kill you. I'd kill you when your back was turned.
With what?
A knife. Whatever I could get my hands on.
Just a joke.
Okay, come on.
I can't believe you would do that.
I do. I find it really uncomfortable when we're at dinners or something with people and your laughs go on for too long. And I personally don't laugh that much. Like, it takes a lot for me to really laugh. And you laugh so long and I don't know what to do. It's like, we all have to wait for you to finish laughing. And I'm like, stood there like...
With your frozen smile.
With my smile that's fucking frozen still. Like, would you be able to make your laugh a little bit shorter for me?
When do I do that at dinner parties?
You laugh like that. When we don't know the people that well, you'll really laugh, red face, laugh at all
their
jokes.
Because I find it funny. And that's
I'm not sure.
Are you serious?
No, you've laughed at some questionable things at dinner parties.
I find it funny and it's enjoying the atmosphere. Yeah, and having
Does any part of you think that no one else is laughing and I'm still laughing?
I think you should make better conversation.
I do sit back and not talk. I often think, why have I not said anything for a while?
Sophie has this thing, which I really admire, but I think it's the wrong way to look at stuff. Because you're so sort of confident in yourself, which is a great thing, that you really are.
And I don't know where you're going with this.
No, but you are. You're very confident in yourself.
Okay.
And so what happens is if you go to dinner parties or we go for a day out with people or whatever, if someone hasn't entertained you, you find it boring and you haven't entertained them. But you demand them to entertain you. And if they haven't entertained you, then it's boring.
I entertain people, thank you very much. I got told I had lovely energy by someone the other day.
I remember once when you and I went on a walk in lockdown. And it was at the beginning. We went on a lovely walk and we saw these beautiful birds. And it was amazing. And you came out and that was dull. And I was like, what, you didn't talk? And I was like, you didn't talk at me.
Are you joking? Lockdown was boring. Who thought it was fun?
No, but there were some days where we went on those lovely walks.
No, I'm sorry, Jamie. We walked down the same road over and over and over again. And you know what you do? You get on your phone and call all your friends. So what, I stand by you. It is boring.
I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited today because Mercury is in retrograde.
I know you can't possibly say it.
You try and say it quickly.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Retrograde. Okay.
Retrograde.
Yeah. So anyway, it is. And so it's made me feel a little funky. Plus the fact that we quite into our psychics. We like our astrology. So today on the podcast, very excitingly, we have an astrologist coming on to explain about our own moons, the world, the atmosphere, all those things.
Our moons? We've only got one moon, don't we?
No, we each have a moon, I think it is. Like, you'd find out, I know I'm a water sign. I know I'm a Scorpio.
I know I'm a water sign too. I'm a Libra.
By the way, also, when, you know, I know we talk about kids a lot. When we have kids, do you want nicknames? As parents, do you want to be called Mummy and Daddy? Do you want to be called Mama and Daddy? Do you want to have nicknames at all?
I want to be called Mummy or Daddy.
You want to be called Mummy or Daddy. Well, my mum...
Not Daddy for me, but yeah.
Yeah, my mum told us that she told my brother, who has two kids, that she sent over, when they were first born, my niece and nephew, my mum sent over names that she wanted to be called.
I think this is quite a lot of people do this.
Really?
My mum's doing it.
My mum sent over a name she wanted to be called Muff.
No, the best...
Why would you want to be called Granny Muff?
No, it was a Muff.
It was Muff.
Guys, this is the best thing about it. She told me about it, Penny. Just so frivolously, she went, I want to be called Moth, which is short for Mother. She wanted to be called Mother. Mother. I just think it's genius.
But Moth, they couldn't say.
And I went, good.
It became Muff.
No, it's Mop.
No, I know, but the kids thought it was Muff. So all the kids called it Granny Muff.
Yeah, that's not a good one. What would you be called? Grandpa Tuft.
I'm not a grandpa. I don't know. What are you talking about? You and my mum have become bezzy mates recently.
Yeah.
To the point where, going back to the house situation, my mum is now your secret spy because you had a conversation with my mum and said, Jamie is not committing to any house. My mum then phones me up and says, so tell me about the house situation. And I said, well, you know, but she got cross at me. And I
Did
said,
she
got cross at me and said, you have to treat your wife with respect and get. And I said, hang on a second. Have you spoken to someone? She said, no.
Penny is the best person ever.
And I said, have you spoken to Sophie? She said, well, we had a quick conversation. That was it. You guys have been conspiring against me.
We have not.
You have?
We have not.
I'm going to phone up your dad and slag you off.
You do phone up my dad and slag me off.
No, I never once have done that, but I'm going to
start. You called up my sister and slagged me off.
I've done that in the past.
Okay, come on. Let's All get right. on to these.
Here we go. It's time for...
Listener's Messages. Oh, wow.
What are you all right? Are you...
Wow. Welcome back to Listener's Messages.
There we go, honey.
I'm Sophia Boo and you are...
Jamie.
Lang.
You get so nervous about my surname.
I don't
still.
Want it. Go I don't. Lang is a bog standard
it's not Lang.
Name.
It's Lang.
The same thing.
It's not the same thing. I'm not kidding you this. You know when you don't know someone's name and say what you do is...
Why do you think? Because you criticise me every time I say it. But it's not Habu, it's Habo.
When you don't know someone's name, what you do is you'll say this. You'll be like, say they're called Amelia, but you don't quite know. You go, hi, I'm Jamie and this is... You'll just mumble it because you don't really know. Sophie does that. Sophie does that with my surname. You do it by surname where you'll get to it and you won't quite know how to pronounce it, so you do it really quickly. Lang.
Why do you think? You criticise me too much. Criticising someone gives them a complex.
Very true.
Very true. Right, let's get on to...
Listeners' Messages. I have a love story from Claire.
Please tell me.
Jamie and Sophie, you honestly don't know how much of a difference you make to people's lives. And that's coming from a paramedic who married a firefighter last year. But your podcast allowed us both to laugh at times when we found ourselves in a challenging period of our lives together. I unfortunately never got to meet my father-in-law as he passed away following a battle with leukemia several years before I met Rick, the man of my dreams. But I got to know his mum pretty well. In 2021, on his birthday, We received a call telling us that Rick's mum had collapsed. She suffered a brain hemorrhage, and I found myself having to support the man I loved through the most tragic time of his life after being told her life support needed to be turned off. A few weeks passed, and to distract himself, he decided to play in a competitive game of rugby. Towards the end of the game, his teammates called me onto the pitch as Rick had a serious leg fracture. Surgery followed, and he ended up needing a frame for his leg. We were due to travel to New York at Christmas time, where, unbeknown to me, I was going to receive a proposal. This obviously had to be cancelled given the circumstances, but we decided to have a UK mini break, including a stay at the Savoy Hotel, as after everything that had recently happened, we thought, fuck it, you only live once. However, my boyfriend then got sepsis, and we were unsure whether his leg would be saved or he'd even pull through. He started to improve slowly, and despite the pain and the swelling, we went on our mini break as planned. I was shocked, stunned, but immensely happy to find myself receiving a proposal at the Savoy, even though he went down on the wrong leg onto his broken leg. Despite all of the trauma he suffered with those few months, he still went above and beyond to propose to me, and I am forever grateful for the sheer determination and pain that he went through able to do this. Which brings me on to you both. Despite this challenging time for us, your podcast then gave us a reason to smile, get some tips and focus on our wedding whilst remembering those who unfortunately weren't able to be there. We got married on the 16th of August, 2023, and we had the most incredible day that we could ever dreamed of. Thankfully, a friend buried a sausage and the sun came out. Safe to say, I've done my fair share of in sickness and in health, but I'm so thankful to making memories as Mr. and Mrs. Marsh. We're coming to your tour and travelling down to London on the 25th of April and can't wait, although Rick is completely unaware of me writing you this. I suppose the moral of our story is you never know what's around the corner, so live life, make memories, and appreciate every moment you have with those who you love.
Wow.
How amazing is that?
That's amazing. And the 16th of August is a really good day.
How do you know that?
Because my granddad and my grandma are born on that day.
So is my sister.
There we go.
What the hell?
16th of August, always a lucky day.
That's my sister's birthday.
No way.
Did you know that?
I obviously did, because she's my sister, Tina.
You did not know that at all.
Emmy's birthday.
That is amazing.
That is amazing. And we, please come and speak to us at the live show. We would love to meet you.
Oh my God, yes.
Huge congratulations, and you guys are amazing.
It's going to be incredible. Hey, by the way, we should mention that we are on tour and there are a few tickets left for the 25th of April in London. Also a few tickets left in Birmingham. So if you're listening to this and you want to come to the show next month, this month, April, go and get your tickets. It's on our Instagram.
It's this month.
It's this month. We're on tour this month, baby. It's insane.
Oh, wow.
Okay, honey, go.
Okay, so I have a story from Anonymous. I have one of the craziest poo stories ever. Perfect. Growing up, me and my siblings would spend lots of time at my grandmother's house. We would wake up early, pack us all in the car with our dog, and spend the day. My grandmother had two white couches in her living room, and we weren't allowed any food near them over fear of getting them dirty. One day, she screamed in horror, having found a dried chocolate stain on one of the cushions. Wiping it off with her finger and licking it up, she reminded us of the rule. We weren't allowed to have chocolate in the living room. You've got to be kidding me.
This is going to get worse.
Over the coming weeks, she kept on finding all those chocolate stains on the couch, but no one was fessing up. It got so bad that my parents had to get involved and give us a talking to. Then one day, me and my sister walked into the living room to find my dog sitting on the white couch. He wasn't allowed on the furniture, so we called him off. As he ran to us, we noticed another stain where he was sitting. In a prolonged moment of silence, we put two and two together. My 12-year-old dog was a handful of health problems, had been leaving skid marks in the couch.
She'd been using her finger to lick it up.
The dog died a couple of months later, and to my grandmother's amusement, the chocolate stain stopped. We've never told her.
That is actually shocking. Licking your finger, rubbing it.
Firstly, grandma, no, licking the moldy chocolate and putting it in your mouth off the sofa, not cool. Don't do that.
It's dog's shit.
Don't do that. She shouldn't have been licking that. Like some crusty chocolate. Oh, I'll lick that. No. Unacceptable. Not okay in any realm of the imagination. That was shit. Ugh. I feel salivating in my mouth, like from sick.
Hey guys, can you please send in your listeners' messages? We're going to keep it quick this week because we have Celestial, who's coming in, who's an astrologer, to talk about Mercury retrograde and our birth chart, which is really exciting. Please, if you have any messages at all, send it to @newlywedspodcast on Instagram or newlyweds @jampopproductions.co.uk. Everything's in the show description below, and we want to hear everything. The stories are incredible, so please keep sending them in. So that's the end of
listeners' messages.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, we're going to go straight into it, guys, because we're really excited about this. Now, are you a bit nervous about having your birth chart read?
I'm really nervous. I feel like mine's going to be good.
You do?
Well, I'm not nervous. I think it's going to be epic.
Okay, all right, here we go. So producer Ewan managed to get hold of Celestial, who is an astrologer, who is coming on the podcast to give us a complete reading of our birth chart. I know nothing about this, so I am completely rookie in this area. So I'm going to probably be asking all sorts of questions.
Me too.
Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm just about ready.
Ready, steady, go?
Ready, steady, go!
Ready, steady, go. Welcome to the podcast, Celestial. Celestial, welcome to the podcast. Before we start, can you explain who you are, what you do, and why you're here today?
So I'm Celestial Tree. I'm a professional astrologer and intuitive reader. And I'm also the co-host of BBC One Extra Scorpio Sign, which is a queer dating podcast centered around like star signs and compatibility. Yeah, I'm just here to
help
basically tell you the tea on your own birth charts.
We've given you our birth dates, times, all that kind of stuff. Before we get into that, can you explain what Mercury retrograde is?
Yeah, so without getting super, super technical, it's when the planet Mercury, which rules over communication, transportation and things like that, it appears to sort of move backwards in what we call the celestial heavens. So it's not really going backwards, but because of its orbit, it looks like it's going backwards. So yeah, it lasts for about 2-ish weeks. But I do want to say that Mercury retrograde has a shadow period. So before Mercury retrograde and after Mercury retrograde, it's still...
That makes you feel
funky.
Still
kind of weird. Yeah, still kind of strange.
And it can make you feel anxious. It can make you feel uneasy. It can make you argue, maybe.
Well, that's it. It's basically an opportunity for you to review and reassess things. So if you have had an argument before and then you've sort of left it or swept it under the rug, Mercury retrograde will bring it back up and be like, remember this? Yeah.
What do we have to remember? What was it?
Yeah, that's really going on with us.
Okay.
We're really feeling that.
So you kick us off. You lead us through this. We've given you our birth dates and everything.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell us what that means, I suppose.
Yeah. So the birth chart is all about your passions, pains, and your potential. So there's 5 factors of the birth chart. There's planets, signs, houses, cycles and aspects. We're just going to be focusing on planets and signs and potentially a little bit of the houses.
All right, I'm ready. Who are you going to start with, Sophie or myself?
I'm like, it's up to you guys. Well, who do you... I might start with you first.
Okay.
Is that all right if
of
I
course.
Do that? Okay. Because Sophie, you know, it's, we'll get into it, but you guys, you, both your birth charts are so, they reflect each other wonderfully. It's really, it's like, it's a long time since I've looked at a couple's birth chart and thought, wow, these people need to be together. Do you know what I mean?
No way.
So we got told once that we're twin flames.
Oh, we've really? Been told loads we're twin flames.
And that's really dangerous at the same time as being great.
Yes. I mean, okay.
So Megan Fox and what's his name? Mr. Whippy.
No way.
Also sorry, twin thought, flames.
You thought Machine Gun Kelly's name was Mr. Whippy.
I thought
he
had a really weird name. Calm.
You know, the twin flame thing makes it, I mean, for me, on a personal level, from a spiritual standpoint, twin flames rarely incarnate with each other. So when you do actually meet your twin flame, it can cause so much like learning, fantastic learning, but also so much hardship as well. So it's good that you
it's
guys...
been a ride.
Yeah, this is what I mean.
It's been a ride.
This is what I mean. So Jamie, I'm sure you know this already, but you're a Scorpio. What do you know about Scorpios first off?
Limited knowledge. So I know that I'm a water sign, if that makes sense.
Fixed water.
I know that I can be very passionate.
Yes.
I can be very loyal.
Yeah.
I can be very kind and all those kind of things, but if crossed, I have a pretty serious sting.
Yeah.
I think I'm very emotional.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm normally very sexual, but at the moment my libido is very down. And I don't,
oh, that's interesting. That's
why is that?
Not Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde, probably.
Okay,
fine.
I want to get onto mine.
Oh my God. So I know, though, that's kind of, I know the surface level things.
Yes, yes. So I feel like with Scorpio, like we said, it's a fixed water sign. Fixed signs are basically, they've got stay in power. They're very durable. They're very stubborn as well. But fixed water, if you think of like a lake, Scorpio is the mysterious bog that you're like, what's in there? You know, it's that kind of fixed water. It's like the depths and the darkness and the sort of destructive, destructive.
Because Scorpio has a lot of light, but also a lot of dark, doesn't it?
Yes, it needs both. It needs both. It is the sign of like getting to the bottom of like the taboos in society. It loves depth. It loves like, you know, there's like an allure in nature. So with Scorpios, people either find it really like intriguing or really intimidating.
Which one do I lean to, Sif?
Intriguing.
Yeah.
You are a Scorpio, in my view, just about. You're a Scorpio in so many ways because you definitely have a sting if you're cross. Like,
yeah.
Absolutely. But you're also not a Scorpio in a lot of ways because you're like really puppy-like and really nice. That confuses me.
Yes.
Because other Scorpios I've met... They're intimidating.
Intense. Yeah, they're intense.
And you do not want to cross them.
Well,
am I not intimidating?
No, but if you cross you, yeah. Which I can vouch for, you're quite scary.
Well, seeing Jamie's birth chart, Jamie's actually it has a lot of Libra placements. So that might be why you come across really harmonious and really charming as well. But that the Scorpio is still there. That is your core self. Your sun is your identity, like who you are on the inside. So I feel like when people get to know you, they're like, ah, there's a Scorpio. But initially they're like, oh, this person's really, really chill and really harmonious. That might be why. When you meet people, do people like sit down and pour their secrets into you sometimes?
Yes.
Like they just tell you their life story and you're like, what is going on?
Yeah.
That's the Scorpio energy.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I quite like that.
Yeah, that's because you're a Scorpio.
Exactly. Is that why I like it?
Yeah. I feel like what's interesting as well is that I know that you're a Libra.
Yeah.
I feel like Libras and Scorpios, generally speaking, are not super, super compatible.
Yeah.
But we'll get into this when I do your birth chart, but your Venus is in Scorpio. So your Venus is to do with love. So what you love, how you love, and how you like to be loved as well. Wow. It also speaks to like money and aesthetics as well, and values. Your sun sign is essentially who you are at your core. So it's your ego, it's your identity. It also is like your life force, what drives you. And then your moon sign is your emotions. So think of your sun as your outer world. Your moon is actually your inner world. So it's how you react to things, how you process things emotionally. And then Mars, when we see Mars, we're talking about temperament. We're talking about sexual energy. We're talking about bodily attraction as well. So that's what Mars can speak to in the chart. So Jamie's sun matches with your Venus.
We're twin flames.
Yeah. And your sun matches with Jamie's Venus because Jamie has Venus in Libra. So you guys reflect each other really, really well, especially like regarding relationships and
is that
connection.
Rare?
It's not the first time I've seen it, but I don't see it very often. So
that means we're twin flames, confirmed.
Yeah.
That's why
so
we
what
do.
Does Venus and Libra represent?
Libra essentially is to do with like fairness. So Venus and Libra seeks to find equality in relationships. Do you know what I mean? So they want to be treated as an equal, but they also want to treat their partners as equals. Yeah, they do enjoy...
My Lord, that
no,
is insane.
Wait,
no,
I
hang
really
on a second.
Get them to me.
Hold on 1 second. Do you know, that is so... I'm all about fairness.
Yes, yeah.
That's why I always say to Sophie and I had a huge argument the other day because I said... You know, when you're married to each other, there is a duty either side. There's love and respect, one thing which we have in abundance to each other. The other side is doing the small things, which is like cleaning the windows or paying the bills or doing that kind of stuff. And I said, I think I do the mother load of all of that. And I said, that's not fair, Soph. You have to be. And I'm all about fairness always.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Do you know what's interesting?
That's
though?
So interesting.
Hearing you say that, your moon is actually in Virgo.
What does that mean?
The worst, what I've got written down here is the worst feeling for Moon and Virgo is feeling underappreciated. Because Moon and Virgo, you're, so emotionally speaking, Moon and Virgo
always thinks he's underappreciated.
This is the thing. I feel like there's no way to
validation.
Like, yeah, this is what I mean. Like, and I feel like with Moon and Virgo, they're never sort of like focused on grand gestures when it comes to relationships. They're all about the little things.
Yes.
So all the like little bits here and there. But if they don't feel appreciated for it, you're going to hear about it and you're going to hear about it again and again and again and again.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. So you need to listen that you're over wanting validation because your moon is in Virgo.
No, I know you can't change my, that's the way I'm built.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go, oh, sorry, that's my moon.
Like, so what, I've got to be appreciative, triple as appreciative. I don't have it in me.
Yes. So Sophie, you know you're a Libra, right?
Yeah.
What do you know about Libras?
Isn't it the goddess of beauty?
Yeah. The hot girls of the zodiac, we say.
It's the hot girl of the zodiac. It's fairness and balance.
Yes, equality. Yes.
Look at her rubbing her hair off. She says, that goddess.
Like, Libras generally are really like sociable and diplomatic. One thing they love more than conversation is debate. And I know that Libra typically is the scales. So in terms of zodiac, they're the scales, that is their glyph. But Libras will disrupt the balance to return to the balance. So if things are going too good, Libra's going to be like, this is too good. I need to shake it up a bit.
I literally just was saying how sometimes I need to have an argument for the sake of it.
That's Libras, yeah.
And I get straight back into the calm zone within a second. Yeah. I don't hold anger.
We have these arguments and then she'll be like, no, give me a hug. I'm like, you sorry, you just called me the most vicious names and now you just want a hug. And you're like, well, I'm over it. I'm like, I'm thick in it.
He doesn't let it go for days. Whereas I'm over it within a second. Even when I'm in the argument, I'm not really that angry. Yeah. I just go along with
it. I feel like that is because your moon is actually in Aries.
Right, tell me everything.
Yeah, so remember I said your moon is like your emotions and your reactions to things. Moon and Aries people, so Aries to me is like the matchstick. It burns really bright and fast. So people feel like water signs are like the most emotional. So I feel like fire signs feel things so fast and quickly, but so deeply for that brief moment, and then it's gone. You'll have a conversation with a fire sign, they'll be like, I'm raging. And then the next day you'll be like, are you okay? They're like, what do you mean?
So angry in the moment and I get over it within a second.
Yeah.
I physically can't hold a grudge.
I
will forgive anyone by the next day.
Sophie did this to me. Sophie was so angry. She looked at me and she said, right, well, we're getting a divorce. And I was like, what? And you went, this is it, right? I'm going to pack my bags, I'm leaving. And I was like, firstly, where are you going? secondly, and then 2 minutes later.
So if you guys have an argument, who's the first person to fix it, so to speak?
Me. He's stubborn.
But yeah, it's fixed water. So he's fixed in
that. He will not get through it or get over it. I have to really, really fix it.
But who's started the argument?
Probably me, but I will end it and I will like have to just, even if he's...
So let's get this right. You start it
and I end it.
And you end it when you want. And then I have to be over it.
And then I like give you loads of compliments and love and attention until he gets over it. because otherwise he'll be in it for days.
The grudge. That Scorpio is ruled by Pluto. Pluto is like the lord of the underworld. So all that, when I said the swamp, that all the grudges and all the kind of like negative emotions, they will hold in that swamp.
Because it's thick.
Yes, and murky.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
So Sophie, your Venus is in Scorpio, which is why you pair so well with Jamie, but your Venus is actually retrograde. So at the time of your birth, Venus was actually in the sky retrograde. Yeah, so Venus in Scorpio, Venus in Libra, remember I told you, Venus... Venus rules over Libra, so Venus is happy to be in Libra. Venus hates to be in Scorpio. Hates it. Does not want to be there.
So what does that mean?
So...
Oh my God, I hate where I was born.
So, no, it's fine. I feel like...
You're going to say someone else who's in that is someone like... Are you going to go down the road being awful?
Sometimes we see reflections in other people's charts. So somebody really famous who also has Venus in Scorpio retrograde is Ted Bundy.
You knew it.
Audible gasp.
I knew it.
I really don't like this. I actually...
You're giving me weird energy now.
You don't understand. I'm going to cry. I'm going to think I'm Ted Bundy for the rest of my life.
No, you're good. You're fine.
Honey,
how do you know?
You're not.
Is it really rare to have that? Am I a devil child?
It's not super rare, but that is one of the most like prominent people in the public eye that do have Venus in Scorpio retrograde.
Okay, but who else? There's got to be someone else. Please get on the Google.
Jodie Foster.
Who's that?
Amazing. Jodie Foster, the actress.
Yeah, Jodie Foster.
Legend.
She's fine. You know what I mean?
She's wicked.
So, Jodie Foster from 101 Dalmatians. Wait.
I don't know what she's in.
She's in Alien. And like, is it Alien? And she was Tallulah in Bugsy Malone.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Will you tell me, like, is that a worry? Like, what does that mean about
me? So generally speaking, so Venus in Scorpio, like I said, Venus does not like being in Scorpio. But the good thing is that you can get deep, really deep transformations from being in relationships or being married, so to speak. So the biggest transformations, like self-transformations within yourself, in your life, will come from being in like a relationship with somebody. And it might be as a result of like negative things, or it might be as a result of positive things. So...
Oh, wow.
That's a good thing.
Wait, I'm sorry. So basically, it's really bad and I hate, my body doesn't want to be where I was born, but I might be able to get light from it from if I'm in a relationship. Thank God I'm married.
You'll be able to kind of like, it's how you work with the energy. Obviously, Ted Bundy didn't work with the energy very well.
Wait, but, I'm sorry. I'm bewildered. I've got bad energy in me.
No. It's not in you. It's remember, it's all about potential. So it's how you work with the placement will determine those
choices
that you make.
Goodness,
so the transformations, there's also like,
but I think you did have your dark, I think you had a dark period, and you were just you because of marriage and stuff like that, you're like in the most incredible place. So what we're saying is thanks to me you've come into this amazing place, because you're the best version of yourself ever. I said that when I first met you, you were just like this bright shining star, and you've now become, you're even more of a bright shining star now, and that's thanks to me.
Okay, come on.
I wouldn't say to you specifically, but because of the relationship and the beauty of the marriage, that's probably why.
So because of me too.
I can tell she's so worried about this Ted Bundy thing, I can tell. Yeah.
Wait, is it really bad?
I'll explain to you the best way. When Harry Potter went to get his wand, all right?
Yes!
When Harry Potter went to get his wand, right? He could only get the same wand as Voldemort.
Yes. Potter.
Yeah, and he had the choice to going to the dark side or going to the light side.
Exactly.
Harry Potter chose the
Dumbledore.
Light side.
Yeah. I'm with Dumbledore.
You could have either been in Gryffindor or in Slytherin, and you've chosen to be in Gryffindor.
I am with
you. It's about the choices you make, okay? It's not, this is just potentials. It's not set in stone. Your birth chart is never like, you are absolutely like this. It's just a reflection of the energy that's already present, and it's how you use that
energy.
I'm
jealous.
Wow.
That's so cool.
I'm in Gryffindor. Okay. Anything else?
So what I do want to go on to is, and forgive me if this is overstepping.
No, I love everything.
The sex.
Come on.
Oh, go on.
This is why. Look at you.
I need to know everything. I don't want you to ever leave.
Here we go.
No, so when we look at sex in the chart, we're looking at Mars. So Mars rules over not just bodily attraction, but sex and So Venus is about, yeah, Venus is about pleasure, but Mars is more so about the raw sexual energy that you have. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is both of your charts have Mars in a fire sign. So I feel like your Mars is in Aries, I'm sure, and yours is in Leo. So both of those with Mars in like fire signs, it's like passion. There's like a lot of passion, a lot of like fiery energy, a lot of like enthusiasm when it comes to sex. But I do feel like Mars in Aries is a bit more like, I'll take charge of the bedroom. Like, I'm happy to take charge, but it's centered around me. So that's why I feel like your Mars is in Aries.
Yeah, it is. I am the least. You are so that. You are such a selfish person.
Oh, yeah, you're, I think you. It's your Mars is in Aries.
It's really it's like, that. I definitely don't take charge.
Aries
either.
Is to do with the self. So when we see Mars in Aries, it's like, I'm happy to, you know, take control.
Yeah.
But I'm at the center of these sexual activities that
are
we're
you
doing.
Serious?
Yeah. Yeah, that is so it. You hit the nail on the head there.
And your Mars is in Leo. So you'd think, because Leo, I think Leo kind of has like a hallmark of being like self-centered, but Mars and Leo is more so, you know, I need drama in the bedroom, I need stimulation in the bedroom, I need excitement in the bedroom. Do you know what I mean? If you can't give that to me, then we need to sit down and have a conversation about it. Is this hitting any like,
are you serious? Like, you need it because you don't quite like talking about sex.
I'm quite prudish.
She's quite prudish.
Well, your Mars is actually in the 12th house. We haven't gone into houses specifically.
Oh, God, please, can't we?
12th house. So there's 12 houses on your birth chart. The 12th house is literally the house of, like, everything that's hidden. So when we see planets in the 12th house, that planet is hidden away. So with Mars in the 12th house, although you're like, oh, drama, excitement, stimulation, you might not be so forthcoming with that information. You might not be so forthcoming with that because that Mars is hidden away in that 12th house. If Mars was in, your Mars is in your 7th house of relationships and partnerships. So your Mars is like,
open.
You know, I'm going to have sex and I'm going to be like out there with it. You know yeah. what I mean? This, but you're a bit more like, we'll and just keep that under the radar a little bit.
That's why you're like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
So great. If anyone wants to go and do this themselves, right? Because I know people listening will be like, I want to find out my birth, you know, all those kind of things. Where would you say someone should go to check out their birth sign and understand their moons and all those different things?
So you can find an astrologer. Hello, that's me. You can find an astrologer. Astrologer will bring up your birth chart for you. Because once you see a birth chart, you're kind of like, what is this? What are all these numbers and signs and things like that? But if you wanted to just go and have a look, then you can just go and literally type in birth chart and put the details into Google. And then
But you would say that if you because it's interesting, right? If you are
it's
going,
complicated.
If you're going through certain struggles, it's amazing to go to an astrologer and get a reading in a great way and really understanding yourself. And so people can message you on Instagram or email you.
Yeah, or I have a website, celestialhealingrealm.com, where they can book a reading, pick a time slot, book a reading with me. I'm always happy to read a birth chart. It's so much tea. It's so much tea. It's great.
I honestly hope every single person who listens to this reaches out to you.
And, same. Thank you. And you're such a wonderful person.
Oh, thank you so much. That really means a lot.
Thank you for spending your time here and giving us that reading. That was phenomenal. And thank you for coming on our podcast.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Whoa. Whoa.
Ted Bundy.
Whoa.
Ted Bundy.
7% of the world are born with Venus in Mercury retrograde. That's me. Don't worry about it. 7% of the universe.
2% of the world have green eyes. I've got green eyes. So
what?
7% is
like, you know, I've only dated people with green eyes.
Brilliant.
Those two rare, go for rare people.
Who have the nicest eyes out of all your boyfriends?
You.
Thanks very much, honey. You like them the best?
Yeah.
7% is a tiny amount. You're very rare. Out of 100 people, how many people would have it?
7.
Out of 100 people, how many?
7.
Yes.
So out of 100 people, 2 have got green eyes and I've dated 3. That's not right.
Not out of 100 people, though.
Something's not right with that.
You like my Harry Potter reference?
I did. So I've got a uni magic talent and I've gone to Dumbledore's side. I'm just cruising through life in Gryffindor.
You don't have a magic talent, but
well,
yeah.
I kind of do.
Okay, guys, really hope you enjoyed that. Now, if you want to also go and get your birth chart read, go and do it online. It's incredible. It's amazing. I really think everyone can learn from that because that was unbelievable. Also, guys, if you're coming on our tour and you would like to sing and shout about your partner, maybe you want to propose to someone, maybe you want to ask someone to be your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever it is, or maybe you just want to shout about how amazing and how incredible your partner is, let us know. Send us a message at Newlyweds Podcast, slide into our DMs, or send us an email, newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk. We want to hear from you because we love you
and we're so excited, and it's going to be an amazing occasion.
All right, everybody, we're on tour. We can't wait for it. It's going to be incredible. And we'll see you next Monday for another episode. If you're getting engaged,
good luck.
If you're getting married,
we love you.
Oh, if you're divorced,
oh, don't worry.
If you find out that your wife is Ted Bundy, what do you do?
Thing you gotta keep her.
Oh, right. And if you're just single and cruising,
you just keep on cruising.
Yeah, cruising for a bruising. We'll see you next week.
Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.